Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Tickle me when I say it, but I do. Like I say always, it just is a constant reminder of how good God has been, of all the things he's brought me through, all the challenges he's allowed me to overcome, all the times he's forgiven me, all the times he's allowed me to get it all wrong and turn around and get it right. And I still got a lot of challenges in front of me, still got a lot of changes I probably need to make. So my question to you is, what's stopping you from having the life that you want? What's stopping you from having the life that you want? I don't really know a person that doesn't want a good life for themselves or for their families. Now, I know a lot of people who have been beaten down by the process, who, because of some mistakes and some setbacks, some mishaps, a set of circumstances, sometimes just life just deals them a hand of cards and they just figure it's all defeat. I know a lot of people who have given up on achieving the life of their dreams. But I know they'd still want them if they could get to them. But they just allowed to settle for so many reasons. So who I'm talking to is you today. What's really stopping you from having the life that you want? What's really at the core of stopping you? What is that? Is it your friends or your associates? Is it the fear of what you think somebody else will think of you if you decide to change? Is it what I used to call the call of the wild? Is it the fact that you keep thinking that the thing that you're doing that's providing you these momentary moments of pleasure that really ain't really good or healthy for you, you don't want to stop doing that because you've got just a little bit more something else you want to do? I call that the call of the wild. You know, it's just out there. Them streets is calling you. Them lights is calling you. You know, them girls is calling you. Them guys that's on the wrong side keep calling you. You can't seem to make a decision about the right guy. You keep picking the wrong guy all the time. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you really want to have? So whatever the reason you're choosing, that's the reason that's stopping you from having the life that you want to have, it's no good. Because at the end of the day, here's the real deal. See, God is available. And God is available for all of us. And God has a plan for all of us, and God wants the very best for all of us. That's the truth of the matter. So now, what we gonna do to get started having that life? First of all, if it's your friends, I want you to understand something. Your friends can't save you. A lot of your friends offer no real help for you. Most of your friends don't have the answer themselves. I mean, it's just a wide range of reasons. And misery love company. So usually when your friends are in a bad position, they kind of like company in that bad position. Your friends ain't going to church. You're going to be their friend. They don't really want you to go to church. You know, your friends don't pray. So why would they offer up prayer as a solution to you? You know, your friends don't really, really get the fact that if you treat people better, people would treat you better. So what's that? So your friends are a lot of times the reasons, you know, the peer pressure of what, and then the thought in your mind of what they gonna think once they find out I don't do what they do anymore. Who cares what they think other than you? I mean, really, you can't let what somebody thinks of you stop you from having the best life you wanted to have. If I went by that theory right there, I wouldn't even be on this mic this morning. I would have never become a stand-up. I would have had I listened to the people around me who clearly told me when I quit my job to pursue this, boy, don't you quit your job. You got a family. Boy, don't you do this. You ain't got no bit. That ain't no security in that. Get yourself a job. Go down here and work your brother. Go to work over here. I heard all of that. I didn't let that stop me from pursuing this. Why would you allow that to stop you from pursuing your relationship with God so you can have the best life you could possibly have? You gangbang because they've convinced you that this is the family situation and love that you don't have, and they've convinced you that this is your only way, your only source of getting over. And then you drum up these ignorant reasons, man, for staying with it. But they sound so good when you're listening to everybody else you're surrounded by telling you why we gangbanging, why we holding this block down, why we slanging this thing here right here, why we letting it go like this here. You keep listening to them when all in your heart of hearts you know this ain't right. You already know, but you allow that form of the call of the wild. That wanting to be accepted by a group of people who trying to get you to accept a way so you can further their progress, to even prove that you worthy to be around them, you got to commit some type of crime. To even prove that you worthy to be around them. Then when you get busted on the crime, what happens to that? Where your family at now? They don't come down there to see you because guess what? They can't turn in their ID at the desk at a law enforcement center. So now your homies can't come visit you. And then, you know, your family back out here, they ain't taking care of your family because it's all about them. Then you learn that. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you always wanted to have? What is it? Why are you a repeat offender? Why do you keep checking yourself back into that institution? Why, man? Why won't you get it together? Why won't you give God a try? Why won't you disassociate yourself? Why would you continue to be a part of a revolving door system and becoming the farm system for these institutions that ain't got nothing for you? But you keep going back in there, and then every time you go in there, and then your little homies or your gangbanging little silly little friends try to make you think that's a badge of honor. There ain't no badge of honor, man. That's one more scratch on that record. That's one more nail in that coffin. That's one step closer to that third strike where you ain't gonna ever get out. It's one step closer to that graveyard. You keep on. Why would you not give God a try? Why would you not go and see what your life could really be? What is it that's stopping you? What is it? Because, see, I got news for you. There's nothing like waking up free. I don't care who you are. There's nothing like waking up with the joy in your heart. Now, if you ain't gonna be free, get the joy in your heart. The satisfaction of knowing that you're accomplishing something with your life. Help somebody behind them bars. Get in the program. Show these young cats when they come in a better way. But don't you dare sit there, man, and just ride it out. And, man, just go and get the fullest life that you can have. What you know what it feels like to wake up and be on your way somewhere, knowing that you have something to accomplish, that you can change somebody, that you can stop somebody from going down the road you went down. It's a whole lot of ways to make your life better. But why would you not go and have the best life you can have? What is it that's stopping you? What is it? Really? Really? So you think that Satan really has your best interests at heart? That little thing your mama kept telling you about praying, you wasn't listening, was you? But you know, it ain't ever too late to get back to that. It ain't ever too late to get back to where you're from. It ain't ever too late to go back home. It ain't ever too late to turn around. It ain't ever too late to get your life together. It ain't ever too late to seek God. And it ain't ever too late to pray. Don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. And don't be too proud to pray. Because prayer changes things. Prayer changes people too. I'm a witness to that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the ride. That's right. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's the nephew. That's right. You know that voice. The nephew holding it down. It's Monty, y'all. Yeah, it's Monty. That's M-O-N-T-E-E. Monty. It's Monty. And welcome to the Monty Ride. This is the Monty Ride. Monty Ride different than Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monty.
You're different.
I'm not different. I'm the same. I'm being stupid. Different.
You can't say your D's now.
Yeah, Monty.
It's double
top of the morning. Shirley Carla, what it do?
How you doing? I'm good. How are you? Happy Monty.
Every month.
That sounds so crazy.
Stop saying it, Shirley.
I know. Monty.
Hook. Stay with it.
Good morning. Hey, my girl, Shirley Strawberry. Nephew holding it down. And J. Anthony Brown.
What's going on, everybody?
He's in the building.
Watch out there now. What's happening, everybody? What is going on? What a weekend, huh?
This is Monty.
It's Monday to me. I'm not going.
Yeah.
Is tomorrow Tootie?
No, I'm not going.
Tootie?
No, Monday.
Winty?
I'm just doing my thing.
Yeah. Turty?
Got too many things.
Friday.
And Jay, you usually ride with your boy.
I know, but I can't go with Monty.
What happened this weekend?
What's wrong with Monday? Monty.
You want to see you said it right?
Yeah. Monty. I'm trying. You know it's difficult for me, but I try. Try to hang.
Y'all have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Wonderful
What'd
weekend.
What'd you do, Shirley?
Well, okay, as you know, we're going to Paris.
Oh, okay. So, a lot of packing, huh?
Yeah, oh, God. But I finished, except for my toiletries, because I had to use those this morning. But,
good.
Well, we hope.
Yeah, we hope.
Yes.
You taking a toilet, too?
We hope. No, you ain't going to just leave here without the toothbrush.
I saw George Wallace's mama. I spend the weekend with her.
You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it the first week.
She has a new movie out. Are you kidding me? I had to go see her.
Okay, you got me. I'm thinking, I didn't know you guys were that close. Okay. Really, Jay?
Jay.
When I tell you this is her best work.
Jay,
hey,
George is
hey,
our
it was
friend.
Good.
I was so proud of her. Oh, my God.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
She was so good, so riveting.
He gonna call.
Did you see her in the snow?
I mean, when she walks on the screen, she just takes it all up. It's
you
just
realize,
unbelievable.
You know what?
She's so good.
George Wallace is our friend.
He's my friend, too, but his mama is good in that movie. I'm just telling you.
You're just saying. Oh, man.
It was so much fun. Did you see it, Jay, for real?
Yeah. I had to go see that.
Yeah. I caught it Thursday night. It was
good. How'd you like it?
I loved it.
Isn't it great, guys?
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. That's really good to hear.
Caesar is still the truth, Shirley.
Oh, is he? No.
Yes, he is.
Oh, is he? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
But he go through now. He goes through.
He does.
All the great ones do, Tommy. All the great ones do. Yeah.
He's going through on this one. You got to see.
Oh, okay. I had tickets, but, you know.
And I'm not going to give it away because a lot of people have not seen the movie, but he hooks up with a white woman and just, you know. Just be warned.
I can't stand him.
Just be
spoiler
warned.
Spoiler alert, Jay.
No, I have not. I have not. Did I spoil the movie, Tommy?
Yes.
I didn't spoil.
No. Let me tell you something. Y'all could go see this movie in Paris in a different language, and it's still going to
be
the same outcome.
Right.
Oh,
still
in love French.
It. In French, yes.
All right, listen.
Oh, there's George Wallace's mama.
Oh, my goodness. All right, listen. It's time for something funny when we come back, okay? We'll talk about bitterness, breakups, how not to be bitter when we come back. All right, stick around.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve's still out. The crew is here. It is time for something funny right now. We're going to talk about simple steps to help you mend your broken heart. Why you shouldn't be bitter, relationships.
Yeah. No, you should be bitter.
Everything goes on in relationships. Yeah. You should bitter.
If it don't end right, somebody should be P.O.'d.
That's so sexy, JB, and bitter. That's not. Just forgive and move on.
A vengeance is mine,
said the Lord.
Easier said than done. So talk about your latest breakup, or your last breakup, I'll say.
Oh, it was horrible.
Uh-huh.
It was
really
horrible.
Jay?
Yes, because I like to get even. I like to get even.
Somehow
you're not,
really
not going to leave me.
Come on, baby.
All this I got right here.
All it is?
And you don't want this no more?
It's a problem.
Carla, I show up on your job. We break up when I say we break up.
Hello.
If I have, you know what I'm saying? If I have not said we break up, we still go together.
So the onus is on you to keep the relationship together.
That's what it should be, right, Tommy? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the way it should be?
Let me tell you something.
Oh, now you all are bad boys. Okay.
My girlfriend's husband is what broke us up. That's what came between us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You know, she gonna tell me my husband wanted us to have a heart-to-heart talk. Mm-hmm. And come clean and put everything on the table.
On the table.
I say, well, what does that mean? I told him about us and everything. What? What would make you do that?
You know what? Mm-hmm. He's absolutely right.
He's
side
stupid.
Pieces have broken up more relationships than anything.
As
oh, it's their fault.
Yeah, as they should.
It's their fault for being selfish.
Oh, the side pieces.
In air quotes.
I wanted to clear the air, let him know everything.
Sit down and talk. What is wrong with her?
Please. But you know what? It's funny that you guys say that because women stay in relationships way longer than they should. Because they're always
y'all
considering...
Y'all stay in relationships after y'all done left the relationship.
Yeah,
mentally, y'all still be there.
We're emotional, and we don't want to hurt your feelings. Yeah. You know, we want to let you down easy and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Sometimes with women, we stay in a relationship because we've just invested time.
Right.
Yeah.
And we put in all this time, and then we break up, and then you go get with somebody else.
I understand all that. I'm just saying.
And we don't want to get with anyone else.
Yeah.
We hate the whole process of learning someone
it's
new and
over
all of that.
When I say it.
But we with somebody the next day.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the difference.
Get over.
That's what helped you get through it now.
Yeah, that's what you say.
But I don't want you with anybody else once I break up with you.
No,
not for a while.
I want you going
that's already
turmoil.
Happened.
Because that hurts my spirit.
Not the spirit.
So your spirit's involved.
Yeah. To see that you have moved on once I decide. Once I decided that we're not together, there should be a grace period time before you see anybody. You know
there
what I'm saying? I don't need to be out with somebody and seeing you. With somebody,
and she's looking right.
Because
good.
That hurts
that
my
other person.
Spirit.
That hurts your spirit.
I need you going through trials and tribulations.
None of that. Especially after a certain age, you're like, whatever. Okay, so let me ask you this, Jay. What's the best way to break up? The best way.
When I say so.
No, we mean generally speaking.
Face to face, or you know, young people now they.
Well,
text.
Nowadays people are texting.
Yeah, that's the wimpy way.
Yeah, that's wimpy.
That sucks.
Yeah,
it depends, though, Jay. If she's crazy, you might need to text her.
No, oh wait a minute, but men like crazy.
Yeah,
what about
crazy
that?
Now.
You all like crazy.
We don't want crazy on the way out.
No, we don't want the crazy.
Oh, you want to draw the line?
Oh,
at the
I'm gonna draw. I'm gonna paint the line. I'm gonna paint the line.
Oh,
that's too much.
But texting is so impersonal. It's so
yes.
I'm actually gonna break up with you like Game of Thrones. The Raven gonna bring the note. That's how you gonna get it. The bird gonna show up with the note, rolled up.
Not
with the crest. With the crest on it.
Yes.
The family crest.
We're done.
The dragon stone.
We're so over.
Well, you brought it up, nephew. You brought it up.
Come on, man.
I don't see. I got to step out of the conversation because I don't watch that show.
Jay, you
everybody
got to
else
catch
watches
up.
It.
What?
I lost it. I'm the only one. When the dragon showed up, I'm like, I've had enough. I gotta go.
That's when it got good.
They're that's what
so
everybody said.
The show,
that's
the dragon. Are you crazy right
I
now?
I saw them talking about it on MSNBC yesterday. Yeah. My friend Jackie, she was trying to explain it like it came back, what, last night? I don't know.
And then Tyrion.
See what I'm saying?
You don't.
I took the little guy being in charge.
That's
I bought
Tyrion.
All of that.
Yeah, he's the smartest
Tyrion. He's the smartest.
On the show.
Yeah, the wars and the fighting. Uh-huh. And then they start raising dragons. I'm like, okay.
See, you must have never rode a dragon before. That's your problem.
I've never rode a dragon.
Or had
that's
dragon
no
breath, Tommy.
No. I've been with dragon breath.
But Jay, let me say this. Uh-huh. Game of Thrones is pretty much the best show on TV. Yeah. Pretty
so
much.
You guys, no, let me just say this, Carly.
Everything.
You got me watching Power.
Power is right there, too.
Now, that you got me watching Power. I don't have the time to invest in another show. It gets in my spirit.
You go with your spirit.
What do you watch? What
I watch
TV?
Power. And
you watch Power.
And I'm old now, so a lot of news. The news and weather. I'm on it.
Oh, no.
See, when you get older, you watch the weather.
I don't
weather.
Know what
I love it. I love the Weather Channel. Do you find yourself at home? I'll just
yes. With the weather.
Yeah. No.
Watching the radar.
What do you watch, Shirley? What do you watch? I watch Power, and I definitely watch Power.
I watch Power. I watch Game of Thrones, House of Cards, and Ray Donovan. Those are my four favorites.
Yes. The weather, the news, Law and Order, and Power.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Law and Order.
And that order.
You watching these old run back Law and
Order? I do, man. I got it.
I ain't gonna lie to my favorite.
Damn it.
Jesse and Old Boy, my favorite duo.
Coming up, church complaints. We'll talk. It's Monday. You know how
it
goes.
Gotta have it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to have national news with Miss Ann. She is in the building. We're going to talk about the Emmy nominations. But right now, it is that time, Reverend Adnoid. Deacon Def Jam also in the building. Church complaints and church announcements. Yeah.
Together.
What happened yesterday?
A lot of things happened. Good morning.
Good welcome to the JPJJ. That's the jackpot joint of Jerusalem.
Yes,
ching, ching, hallelujah.
Ching, ching, hallelujah.
Yes. As you know, Pastor is out, but of course his brother, Reverend Adnoid, is in with us. And he's been actually preaching all of the sermons since Pastor has been out. Good morning, Reverend Adnoid.
Good morning to you. You know, when you have your mouth open like that and you breathe,
you're a mouth breather,
it makes it dry.
Dry. Drink some water.
Why don't you moisten yourself? What is
I've
wrong?
I've tried that. I've tried all of that.
Water
you guys
help.
Think you're coming up with stuff I've not tried? Really?
That we're original.
A lozenge?
Yeah. I've been living with this for a long time.
Yeah.
Go right ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Do you have anything that you can moisten
I've tried every
lips and tongue with?
Hey, I've tried it.
They have some special dry mouth mouthwash.
Work.
That is, they
work.
Do have that.
It's
yeah.
a waste of damn money. That's what it is. It's good
love
money
to
going
see your
to waste.
Medicine cabinet. All right.
I tried to eat the box. Just eat the box. That ain't helping. My mouth is dry. Go right ahead, sir. I'm sorry I cut you off.
All right. We're going to start with complaints as well as Reverend Adnoid will be mixing in church announcements.
Church announcements.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we complain and announce at the same time.
Complain and announce. Like
all right. listen, Reverend Adnoid, you have to make a decision. Pastor Pop Squally Johnson Pastor Pop Squally Johnson from Short House Baptist Church. You know, this is where all the members are little people.
Yeah, that's where Tommy goes. Yes. We know it well. Yeah.
They would be visiting us for 3 p.m. service. Now, here's the problem. They have 75 little people. Pastor Pop Squally wants us to get little Bibles and little pews for them to sit on during during the service. And we really, it's up to you if you're going to purchase this or not. But we really don't have room like that for these type of people.
Yes, it's going to be great. We're also working on, we don't know if we can get it, to see if we can have Kirk Franklin come out and speak to them. They're all the same. They're all the same size.
Yeah.
You know, he is God's littlest Christian.
God's littlest Christian.
Kirk Franklin is. I have a church. And it's going to be great. We're going to have a little service.
It'll be short. It'll be a short service.
It'll be very short. Okay, here we go. Church announcement. If you have not received your T-shirt from Deacon Conroy, trust me, you won't.
Oh.
You won't see your money or your T-shirt.
Really?
Just don't keep hoping and praying it's not going to happen.
Okay.
You have not received your T-shirt from him. You're not going to get your money
or
your T-shirt. Now, sometimes you hope, well, maybe I'll get my T-shirt. No, you're not going.
Has he printed them up?
I don't think he has at all. I just want to make sure everybody knows you're not going to get neither one.
Okay.
Go right ahead, sir.
Brother Stagger Lee Lightfoot.
What?
Yes. Lost both of his thumbs in a garbage disposal accident.
Ugh. Oh, no.
Now, he is asking for the church to pay to get his two big toes moved to where his thumbs were.
No.
I like that.
Now, it's $3,800 per toe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So when you do the math, he's asking that we pay for both of the toes to be moved where the thumbs are currently missing now. He said like he'd rather have all his fingers and be missing two toes.
Mm.
So it's up to you, Reverend Adnoy. Yeah. You have the control.
I like it. We could control that. And then people say, well, why your hands stink?
Right. Because they're my big toes. My thumbs are my big toes. Well,
why your hands so stink?
Wow. You know?
We'll see if we can help him out.
He's going to have to shave them two toes because they too hairy to be up there with the other fingers.
Why the nail on your thumb so long? Ridiculous. Okay, we have a church announcement right here.
And why they smell like Fritos? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And foot powder. Anyway, here we go right here. Side Piece Sunday sounded like a good idea at the time, but it did not go well.
Thank you, Lord.
It did not go. Even though they were sitting in the back, we had some problems.
Yes, we did.
Sounded like a good idea on paper. Some of these ideas on paper. Yeah. Put them in the back. Nobody else didn't work out well at all.
Now, was anybody busted?
Lot of people were busted. Yeah, that's the word I used to bust it. Go right ahead.
Let's see here. Sister Norma Jean Ratcliffe.
Yes, yes.
Who is 82 years old, just got her GED.
Yes. Oh, congratulations.
All right, and she will be walking with the summer class of 2017.
What a blessing.
Now, the problem is that she's wanting to get a full scholarship from the church. She says she's majoring in social media. Texting and Instagram.
Yes.
Facebook,
yes,
all of those, and she's majoring in that, but she wants to get a full ride scholarship.
Snapchat.
Well, how old is she now?
She's 82 and got that GED, and we're so proud of.
Okay, so
we have decided to just wait this one out, see how it goes. No need rushing.
For
a scholar. We can just wait and see how it goes. We have another church announcement. Yeah. Our prayers go out. Prayers, put him on the prayer list. Deacon Simmons. He learned the hard way that our male church member, affectionately known as Cinnamon, can fight. He learned the hard way.
Okay.
Cinnamon can really fight. He was accompanied by his two friends, Nutmeg and Paprika. Paprika.
Paprika.
Known as the Spice Girls. They whooped his ass.
Let's go.
He called them the Spice Girls.
All right.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead, sir.
Brother Lemuel Rockamo.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. It's
a lot.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Everybody all right with me?
We're with you. We're following you.
Brother Lemuel Rockamo has lost, I guess, the top 8 teeth and 4 of the bottom teeth.
Yes.
But he is asking, can he still be over the candy after church is over, if that's possible. But this is a prime example, children, of what sugar will do to you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We have one more church announcement. Oh,
come on.
Here we go. The Africans who constantly use the phrase, in my country, I was a king.
Heard that a lot, Jay, Reverend Adnoy.
Meeting room full. You know, in my country, I am a king. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm just driving Uber now. Okay. King Uber, can you just take me to the airport? You know, in my country, I am a king. Yeah, okay. King Uber. Can you keep your eye on the road? King Uber. You know, in my country, I have many goats, many wives. I am a king. Okay. Let me tell you something, King Uber. I need to get to the airport as fast as I can.
A lot of Africans at this church. All
right. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann is on deck today with today's national news. And you know, it's Emmy season again. Nominations have been revealed. This one is the most diverse in years. Maybe ever, Carla. Overall, though, Saturday Night Live was the leader with 22, count them, 22 nominations.
Really?
Saturday Night Live, yes.
It's off the chain, too.
I mean, it's good, but 22.
22 nominations. In addition, our girl Leslie Jones, hot off hosting the BET Awards, is up for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series.
Good for her, again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I like her.
Hip-hop artists are well represented in multiple categories at the 69th Annual Emmy Awards. Chance the Rapper, Snoop Dogg, Common, and LL Cool J are all up for various honors. Chance was nominated for Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics for the Saturday Night Live skit last Christmas. In case you missed it, after the nominations were announced, Chance tweeted, "Mama, I got nominated for an Emmy. Thank you, SNL.
I love
also,
it, Chance.
Yeah. Also, Atlanta, love that show. Blackish, love that show.
Yes.
Master of None each picked up nominations in the big categories. Donald Glover, Anthony Anderson. Congratulations, Anthony. Yes. Aziz Ansari will go head to head in the Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy category. Viola Davis, here she is again. We love her.
Don't
was nominated.
Cry. If you win, don't cry, please.
I've been standing here with you the whole time.
I've been standing here with you.
Fences, baby.
She can act her butt off. Yes, anyway, she was nominated for Outstanding Lead Actress for How to Get Away with Murder.
You still watching that?
Yes, of course.
She's off the chain.
Yeah, and Regina King snagged a nod for Outstanding Supporting Actress, Cicely Tyson, Wanda Sykes, Tracy Ellis Ross, but there are a few snubs. Queen Sugar.
Wow.
Yeah. Issa Rae's hit show Insecure, and actors from Empire and Power. Uh-oh, 50 Cent is going to be mad.
Nothing again.
Surprisingly, no love. No love.
Yeah,
no love.
I didn't see anything on Power. I know for sure Empire.
No, that's not
Queen
right. They could have
Sugar.
Taken some of them images from Saturday Night Live and gave a couple of Power.
I don't see anything. Shirley, I'm going to keep researching on Power, but I just did not
nothing
see
for Greenleaf,
anything. I could have
nothing,
missed it.
Nothing.
Oh, Greenleaf. You know, that's my show. Yeah.
Ralph Ames will put it down on Queen Sugar, man.
Yes.
And Omari Hardwick.
Yes.
Maybe they're not
and
watching
Power.
These shows. What's up with that? We watch Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Tell them, Jay.
Let's be fair.
Be fair about this thing.
Stephen Colbert, love him, will host the Primetime Emmys on September 17th. It's going to be
so
an 8
good.
p.m.
That
show
is
funny.
Really good.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
All right. Yeah. All right, that's so all I got. I mean, we got to look for 50 Cent to be a little upset.
Yeah, he's
going to
be a little upset.
Year.
Don't worry about it, 50. Power's good, baby. Don't worry about it.
Oh, did you see it Saturday night? Oh, it was Sunday night. I'm sorry.
Last night.
We got to talk about it.
Yeah, it was so good.
It's that time right now, though. Let's swing it over to national news with the one and only Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. Okay, that's right. Here we go. This is Ann Tripp. And yeah, I was a little upset too about Power not getting anything. Yeah, I'm a Power girl myself. Right. This is Ann Tripp with the news. All right, funeral services were held in Austin, Texas this weekend for the young black college graduate beaten to death by at least 10 white men in Greece. Authorities say that 22-year-old Bakari Henderson had just attained a business finance degree. He was in Greece working on a photo shoot for his new clothing line. Witnesses say Henderson had words with a Greek man in a bar, that man hit the promising black entrepreneur over the head with a bottle, that they tussled and were thrown out of the bar. Video then shows Bakari running away from a gang of white men in a parking lot, grabbed, kicked, and beaten to death. So far, 8 men, some Greek, some Serbian, have been arrested. Cops in Great Britain have arrested 2 teenagers and slapped them with 15 charges related to 5 acid attacks that took place in London last week. Jeez. Authorities say nearly 400 acid attack robberies and ripoffs have taken place in London last year. And lawmakers are now looking to beef up both police powers and the penalties for such assaults. Some victims have been disfigured for life. Looks like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's being forced to do what he insisted he wouldn't. McConnell says the vote scheduled for this week on the Republican health care bill will be postponed again until Arizona Senator John McCain recovers from a weekend surgical procedure. Doctors reportedly removed a blood clot near McCain's left eye. The GOP has a 52 majority in the Senate, but they need 50 votes to even start the debate on the measure, let alone pass it. And 2 party members already say they're going to vote against the bill. So without McCain's positive vote, that would give the party leadership only 49 votes and they can't do anything. By the way, former President Barack Obama has written an essay posted on Facebook. In it, he says that the newly unveiled Senate measure is not a health care bill, but rather a massive transfer of wealth from middle class and poor families to the richest people in America. Wow. And he says the bill would be harmful to anyone who might get sick, get old, or try to start a family. The city of Richmond, Virginia, honored the first female bank president, black or white, this weekend. Maggie Lena Walker, the daughter of a former slave, was the first woman of any race, okay, any race, to charter a bank in the United States, which Mayor LeVar Stoney says makes her very special.
Maggie Lena Walker, businesswoman, community leader, newspaper publisher, and the first female bank president in our nation's history, was a homegrown American hero.
The 10-foot-tall bronze monument's been erected to honor Walker and becomes the first in Richmond to be dedicated to a woman. Maggie Lena Walker was a teacher, a successful businesswoman who later in life became a champion for people with disabilities. Oscar-winning actor Martin Landau has died. He was 89 years old. You may remember him from the Mission Impossible series and from Ed Wood. And tops of the box office this weekend, no real surprise, War for the Planet of the Apes.
Years from now, your children will ask you, what did you do in the greatest war? And you can tell them, I fought.
Well, they tried. The latest in the Apes saga brought in over $56 million over the weekend, and word of mouth is good, so it's expected to do good next weekend as well. Back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, 20 minutes after the hour, Eugene the Butterfly.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, here we go. It's that time.
You need to stop what you're doing. Because you're about to ruin. Put your hands together for Eugene the Butterfly.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a beautiful Monday.
Good morning, Butterfly.
Good morning, Shirley, Carla.
Hey, Butterfly.
Tommy and J. Anthony Brown. Good morning. I'm trying to have a whole different spirit. So, good morning.
Good. Okay. Good news.
Uh-huh. So, I don't know if you all know it or not, but today is World Emoji Day. That's what it is.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Really?
So, you know, I have all my favorite emojis. Like, I'm getting an emoji made for myself. It's a nice little yellow emoji with a romper on. Wait till you see it, but I'm getting it made.
It's just a head. An emoji.
Yeah, it's a head, but the head going to have a romper on. You got to see it. I'm getting it made because you can't find it like that. What's your favorite emoji, Carla?
You know I love the lips. Lips by Carla. That's not really an emoji. That's just... But I love the one, too, with the yummy like you ate something good.
Oh, okay.
With food. I like that one too.
What's yours, Shirley? Like,
when the eyes roll up in the head, I love
big
that
eyes.
One.
Big you like eyes. The big eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the one and only J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, I love doo-doo. It says it all. Doo-doo says
oh, goodness.
Yeah. With a smile on it.
Oh, with a smile on it.
You know, have you seen the commercial for the emoji movie?
We're number two.
That's so nasty.
It's a movement behind that one. It's a movement. The kids have that, the pillows and pencils and all of that.
Doodle says it all.
I like the one with the shades on. The shades is just cool.
Yeah, that
it's
one's
just
cool.
Real cool.
That's the one for cool.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyway, so things are getting really, really, you know, I'm about to hit the stage. So I want to let y'all know that. Saturday night. Oh, my God. So if you're in Philadelphia or around the way, we're going to be in Delaware. And I'm so excited. We're at the Grand Opera House. It's Southern Fried Comedy. This is where I shine. Oh, my God. But it's really my show. I really just, you have to come out. Because you can just see how I just, once I embrace the stage, it's mine. I mean, they got a lot of comedians and stuff on there, Junior on there, and Tommy on there. Mm-hmm. But nothing can compare to Eugene Antoine Ferguson gracing the stage. Okay.
So, are you ready?
I am more than ready. You ain't ready for the rumble that's going to hit this stage, girl.
Is Tommy there? Is Tommy going to be on the stage with you?
Yes.
He'll be on the stage.
You said you were working on your attitude,
Eugene. Why isn't your brother mentioned in your announcement?
He can mention himself.
Hold on.
Why? You know what you need to do?
Mr. Yanla,
you need to hug one another. Hug one another. Eugene, hug Tommy. Tommy, hug Eugene.
You want me to hug Eugene?
Hug your brother.
I'm not hugging him. I'm not going to do it.
She's just trying to fix your life, guys.
I don't like him.
Hey, coming up, J. Anthony Brown in the building to murder yet another hit. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we are here. He is here. It is time for J. Anthony Brown to murder another hit. What you got, Jay?
First of all, everybody, please follow me on J-Spot Comedy. You can hear the weekend show that we do on the J-Spot Comedy. This song today. Big fans of Kurt Franklin. We all are.
Oh, yes.
Affectionately known as what? God's littlest Christian.
To you.
Okay.
He's the greatest talk singer of all time.
We don't call him that,
yes,
Jay.
We do. But this song... this song right here, has to deal with Kurt Franklin's background singers.
They are great.
Yeah, they are. But in this song right here.
Right here.
They're kind of complaining as to, because Kurt don't really sing.
Oh, okay.
They do all the work.
Okay.
So here it is.
What's it called?
What song is this? Let's see.
Getting Paid.
Getting Paid,
like
yeah.
You were telling me.
Getting Paid, yeah, yeah. Check
getting
it out.
Getting Paid, okay.
Come on. Here we go now. I want everybody to church to stand up because we're about to sing a song. Here we go. Come on, pay attention. All eyes on me. All right, let me stand up something so everybody can see me. How about that? Is that better? All right, I'm standing high. Here we go. In the air, watch me. Let's sing. Come on, everybody, let's jam on 2-1 jam. Sing.
We're the voices that you listen to.
Yes, they are.
We sing the harmonies and verses too.
That you do not.
Really, what in the hell does Kurt do?
Don't worry about me.
He's Ike Turner and we're like Tina for real.
Come on.
It's not fair to
not
me.
Not fair at all.
To all the work and make the least money.
Uh-huh.
All he does is dance and scream.
You're doing God's work.
Especially when we're out on tour.
So what?
What does he do?
I dance.
Kurt damn sure ain't rapping.
I am a one for the Lord, y'all.
So what does he do? Tell me, I'm not sure.
Moving for Jesus.
What you hear is us. Kurt Franklin ain't singing.
You get paid, shut up.
But little man is getting paid. He don't show until the session
ends. No other time to show up.
Every night, so when we practice
it,
he be running around, jumping up and down every song.
Move.
Dressed and chopping everything.
Check it out.
He owns it all, but he cannot sing. We don't get no publishing.
Working for the Lord.
That's why we're asking, what does he do? Kurt damn sure ain't rapping.
So ain't gonna rap now.
So what does he do?
Not me.
Tell me.
stupid.
Right. Getting paid.
Little man is getting paid.
And they do all the work.
They do all the work. Come on now. Here we go.
I love it. It
don't take a lot of work to do that.
Kirk is going to get you.
Yeah.
Girl, you might be a little upset. See what I did there?
No, Kirk got a sense of humor, man.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Yeah,
that's
about the same girl off stage. Trust me,
that boy can write that's a song, funny. Man.
Yeah, he definitely can write a song.
Produce
that's
my all, of
all of that, man. He's a, he's the truth.
Family,
man.
He is family for sure. Yeah. Love him, love him, love him. Yes. Well, speaking of artists, Jay, your boy Jay-Z.
Okay.
And his 444 album. Congratulations. Number one. Number one on the Billboard charts. Did you think it wouldn't be, though? Really?
The way they're pushing it, and it's everywhere. It's all on the buses. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah. Extending his reign as a solo artist with the most number one albums, along with Bruce Springsteen and Barbara Streisand, tied for second with 11. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson was recently said he was recently asked about his feelings on Jay-Z's latest platinum album, 444. 50 stated that the album was too smart for the audience. He said that his album would be more melody-driven and dumbed down because music now is less sophisticated than when he got into hip-hop.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Oh. So he liked it, but he was just saying it was too complicated.
Yeah. Okay. He wasn't hating.
I still went on another hit from Blue Ivy. Drop me some more Blue Ivy.
Prank phone call.
She got
going on. Coming up with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, you know what time it is. It's time for Strawberry Letter today. This has to be the most ignorant strawberry letter we've ever had, okay? Subject.
For real, Shirley.
I'm saying,
this one's
you know
ignorant,
we've had
man.
you know we've had some classics.
No, okay.
Tommy, you're gonna love this. Oh, this is all you. This is you written all over it. Subject, please. Let him cheat in peace. That's the subject.
Okay. Oh, you love it.
And I don't see who see a problem with
this. Exactly. Exactly. You just made my case and my point. Okay. But right now, coming up next is Tommy's prank phone call. What you got, Tommy?
You married your brother.
Oh, let's hear
so
it.
So hug your brother.
she will.
Because you married.
Yeah.
You married your brother.
Here it is. Hugging.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Carmen, please.
This is she.
Hi, Carmen. My name is Keith. I'm calling you from Keith's Insurance Group.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. You and your husband, Harvey? Harvey, is that right?
Yes, it's Harvey.
Okay, you guys actually put applications and actually went in and got your physicals done for life insurance, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, I actually am calling you from the insurance group. I have you all's lab results and everything as far as your physicals and blood tests and things of that nature. Is there any way I could possibly talk to both of you guys at the same time, you and Harvey? Is that possible?
Well, sure. He's at work right now, but I can get him on the phone.
Okay. It would be it'd be kind of easy if I kind of explained everything to both of you guys at the same time, if that's okay.
Okay. Is something wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. I mean, I think I need to just try to bring a few things to you guys' attention, but I think, you know, after that, it's pretty much you guys' decision on what you do. But I just wanted to let you know a few things about, you know, the results and things of that nature, life insurance, the whole nine yards, okay?
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me see if I can get him on the phone.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hey, sweetheart.
Look, I got the insurance people on the line. They want to try to get both of us on the phone to talk to us about the insurance stuff.
Cool.
Hey, Harvey, how you doing? This is Keith. Keith from Keith's Insurance Group. How are you?
Hey, good. What's happening, Keith?
Good. Listen, I wanted to give you guys a call and kind of follow up. You guys did physicals and blood tests and the whole nine yards, and I wanted to give you guys a call. It's kind of better if I talk to both of you guys at the same time. So do you have a minute that we can actually use kind of get some of this information out to you?
Yeah. I'm fine, man. I'm on a little break right now. I'm good.
Okay, great. First of all, we've gotten all your lab results back, everything, and I kind of got a few questions for you guys that I'm a little puzzled on. How long have you guys actually been married?
We've been together about 3 years.
Yeah,
3 years. Okay, now, prior to being married 3 years, how long did you guys know each other before you got married?
What'd you say, babe? About five and a half, five, 6 years?
Yeah, about 6 years.
Okay. You guys have been knowing each other pretty close to 9 years now.
Yes. All together, yeah.
Okay. Are you actually from the same hometown? Did you grow up in the same hometown?
Yeah,
we grew up. Is this about the insurance or?
Well, I mean, there's a few things that's actually puzzling, Carmen, that we need to. This is some news I actually didn't want to bring you guys, but I have to actually give you this news. Looking at our records, looking at all the test results, and let me be the first to tell you that we run these results over and over and over, trying to make sure we are completely 115-120% right, okay?
What's wrong with the test?
Well, looking at our test, guys, Harvey, Carmen, it's indicating that you guys are related. And 9 times out of 10, you guys are siblings.
What? Hold on, man. What?
Okay. I understand the shock. It took everything I had to make this phone call. I did not want to make it. But looking at our records, and we went over these records over and over, and the blood work tells us that you guys are actually siblings.
Man.
You don't make no sense.
Kidding. What the f***?
Are you serious,
ma'am? I'm
my wife. I would not. Right?
This is not a laughing matter. Not a joking matter. You know, like I said, I did not want to call with this information.
Well, you did make the call, man.
Look, you need to go back. I don't know what you need to go back and double check your records or something because we've been married 3 years.
Check with the lab, man. Can you check with the lab and like call us back and let us know they made a mistake?
You know what, Harvey? I knew those questions would come up, and we went over it. We went over it and over it and over it.
Well, y'all need to go over it again because that don't make no damn sense.
Hold on, baby. I got this. You make the call, and this got to be wrong. So what you need to do is make another call and call the lab and call us back and let us know that you either know they made a mistake or something. You talking about me and my wife.
And I understand it, Harvey. Harvey, let me ask you this. Is it possible, you know, and this is just a question. Yeah. Is it possible that your dad and maybe her mom maybe knew each other at some point? And
What the f*** you saying about my mom and dad?
That's some straight Look, you need to go back and do whatever you need to do. But if I tell you what, you say some like that again, I tell you my baby's going to be coming down there and beat your for saying some like that.
Yeah, hold on, baby. I got this. Hold on, baby. How the you gonna call me with this? Where the you from? I don't know where the you from. People do like that, but that ain't
all I'm doing, sir, is bringing you the results.
Why don't you bring me the results in person, and I bet I'll whoop your.
That's what I'm talking about, beating.
Hey, sir, even if you beat the messenger, at the end of the day, that's still your sister.
At the end of the day, I'm gonna whoop your.
Look, I don't care what the you talking about. He ain't my damn brother.
Hold on, I'm gonna find out where the you are, whatever cubicle you in. You gonna call me talking about we brother and sister? It's my wife.
I understand that, sir. But somewhere down the line, somebody made a mistake, and you guys, a brother and sister, got married. I'm not at fault for that.
Well, let me tell you this. Don't you make the mistake of calling either one of these numbers again in your life.
Sir, I got one more test result I do need to give
you. Oh, you got more
tests, though. Okay, all what you've been talking about been what else you got to say now that's going to be worse than this?
The only other test result I have, ma'am, is that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
I told you ain't like her.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask both of y'all. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on now, give it to me, give it to me.
Play too much.
Yes, sir. Delaware, y'all better get ready, Delaware. The Nephew is coming to town, Southern Fried Comedy, this Saturday night. Tickets on sale right now. That's Delaware, Philadelphia, everybody around the way. And then next week, Huntsville, Alabama, Stand Up Live. The Nephew is coming. I ain't never been there. Coming to Stand Up Live in Huntsville, Alabama. All right?
All right.
All right, all right.
All right, all right. Well, Tommy, stay right there because I have something for you. Check out this story. A father of the bride went up to give his speech at his daughter's outdoor wedding. as a storm was brewing. You know how they say there's a powerful storm a-coming. Well, anyway, the storm was brewing. So after grabbing the mic, a bolt of lightning struck the ground and traveled through the microphone cord to the father of the bride. His name was J.D. He was uninjured. As the father of the bride explained, it was like I was holding lightning in my hand. But my wife, Maggie, thinks it's all thanks to him changing out of leather boots that were hurting his feet into rubber-soled sneakers. So so that's what she's attributing.
What? So this happened at the wedding. About that lightning.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes God sends you a sign not to go through with it.
Oh, Jay.
I told y'all, when the light, when it, you need to get, why would you be on a microphone outside while it's raining?
That's a sign from God.
Yeah. To give a speech. Can you imagine?
The Lord is at work. Sit down, hang that turn phone the up. Mic off.
Yeah.
Sit down.
All right, coming up, the strawberry letter. Subject, please let him cheat in peace. The most ignorant letter I think we've ever had on the show. We'll be back.
What? Right up there.
Yes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's that time. Let's get to it. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, strawberry letter.
Ooh, this is the kind of letter you
the
love.
Most ignorant right here.
You love.
I have not read it.
You haven't read this yet?
Uh-uh. Come on.
Well, why? Because you wrote it? Why?
No, I ain't wrote it.
Because you're involved in it in some sort of way? Oh, man, this has to be the most ignorant letter we've ever had. Okay, the subject, please let him cheat in peace. Yes. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a guy at work. After dating him for 10 months, I found out that he was married and has 3 kids. I forgave him for lying because we were into each other, and I wasn't about to let this minor problem mess up our relationship. He is in law enforcement, and we often sneak off to be together. I will admit that the role play is a lot of fun when he's in uniform. His wife is always busy with the kids, so we eventually had sex in their house, in their cars, in my car, at his friend's house, at hotels, and in my apartment. I even gave him a threesome with another woman for our 1-year anniversary. Everything was going great.
Wait a minute. Everything's going
Everything was going great. You heard it. Everything was going great until recently. He told me that his wife caught him cheating with another woman. Not me. So we had to lay low for a while until he gained his wife's trust back. I was mad about him cheating on me with the other woman, but I forgave him. Yes. He told me that his wife forgave him too, but I truly don't care about his wife. Okay. I'm okay with being the side chick. But recently, I've been seeing less of him since his wife caught him cheating, and it's starting to suck. I just feel like his wife needs to let him cheat in peace. It's not like she's going to do anything about it. She's not going to leave him. So just let him cheat in peace. We've been together for almost 2 years now, and I don't want to give him up. What should I do? Should I wait for him to be able to sneak around again, or should I leave him alone?
Oh, my God.
You're in heaven now, aren't you? You're loving this. You're loving this, right? I knew it. I told you.
Hurry up with y'all's answers. Go ahead.
Please.
Hurry up with y'all's answers.
I've already said this has to be the most ignorant letter we've ever read. Has to be the most stupid letter we've ever read. This is the most disrespectful letter we've ever read. The most low self-esteem issue letter we've ever read. And on and on and on. It's just some straight foolishness. I mean, I have to ask you, did you read the letter before you sent it to me? Because this, what you're doing in this letter, I mean, the ratchetness of it all is really crazy. You broke all the rules. You don't do it in a married woman's house. You're putting your life in danger when you do that. You don't do it in their car. You don't. This is craziness. I mean, it may be exciting to you, but this is just so wrong. It's just so wrong. And I understand why he's backing away from you. He sees you're crazy. He definitely sees it. And yeah, he's not just cheating with you. What, you thought you were exclusive? You thought you were special? No, you're not special. This man is just a cheater, period. And his wife keeps forgiving him time and time again. And you're just going all out, just putting it all out. He has... You, I mean, you're making it way too easy for him. You're just really his side piece, and he cares nothing about you, as you can see the way he treats you. Should you wait for him to be able to sneak around again? Why do you want someone that can't proclaim you and claim you in public? Why do you, you know, what is that? You get off on sneaking around? Should you leave him alone? Absolutely, you should leave this man alone. Get a man of your own. Jay?
In all my days, I've never heard or listened to someone so ridiculous and so stupid and so low down, so disgusting.
Really?
I mean, it's just unbelievable how disgusting, when you read this letter line by line, how disgusting and low down and unforgiving that this guy is. How greedy, the greed of him. To be so damn, you got a wife and a side piece, but that ain't enough for you?
What?
Dude.
You're talking straight to him.
I'm talking straight. What is your problem?
Really?
Why are you so damn greedy?
That's what you got out of this.
What is your problem? I'm so disgusted with this man.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
Right you know here, what I'm saying? Right,
like, right here.
Right here. Yeah. Cool.
I've never. He's got a wife and a side piece. Is that not enough for you?
You have no words.
Don't you have no shame?
Shame.
I've never seen you as disgusted as you are at this very moment.
On the
Jay.
Person that you're cheating with?
Yeah.
I'm so disgusted with you. I don't know what to do. Go ahead.
I've never seen you this way, Jay.
I'm upset.
Jay, I've never seen you like this.
This breaks my spirit.
You and your spirit.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right, well. Time to go to the expert now.
Shirley? Yeah.
I know. You're basking in the glow of it all, aren't you?
This lady?
Yeah.
Finally, someone who gets it. Yes.
I hate this letter.
I want I all him. The men right Tommy. Now to just stop where you are, and let's just give her a standing ovation. Please. Please. Bravo. Bravo. Oh, my God.
Boo.
I love her.
Stupid.
She is a true number two. I ain't mad at you, girl. Oh, my God. You have been tested and proven, and you are a true two. You a TT, a true two, a true number two. You've gone through it all. Found out what? Married with kids. Wrote it out. True two. Caught him with another woman, and it wasn't you. What? You wrote it out. True two. I love it. He is now on punishment. And you waiting in the cut. That's a true two.
Oh,
y'all can,
goodness.
Let me tell you something. All you twos out there, you can learn from a woman like this. You hear me? This lady, if you're listening to me, get in touch with me. Me and you gonna write a book. Act like a man, think like a side piece. You got it going on, girl. You better work your jelly, because you know what to do. You know at Christmas time, you ain't gonna see him on Christmas. It's Christmas Eve or the 26th. You know that, because you a true two. You know at Thanksgiving, either y'all gonna fry the turkeys together on Wednesday, or y'all gonna eat leftovers on Friday. You a true two. You know what you doing. You know this coming Labor Day. You know it's cookout time. You know he can't get there, but you know after Labor Day on Tuesday, here he comes with some ribs and a few slices of brisket. He's a true, you a true too, girl. Let me tell you something. All you wifeys out there, let him cheat in peace.
What, the,
what does the line say? Let
Are
him cheat
stupid?
In peace. This should not be bothering you. He's happy.
Listen, we're going to have part him. Two of the nephew's crazy response. We'll do more on this letter when we come back.
Oh, we sure will.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen. the subject for today is please let him cheat in peace. May I remind you, if you have any relationship issues, please give us a, write us, give us an email at steveharvey.com. We will help you out of your relationship dilemma, sure if we can, okay?
This ain't an issue.
If we can. We're not miracle workers over here. we'll do the best we can. So please make sure you reach out to us if you have any issues, just like this woman did. She says, Dear Steve and Shirley, she's been dating a guy at work for 10 months now. She found out he was married and has three kids. So she forgave him, and she said she's not going to let that minor problem, you know, stand in the way and
not
mess up their great relationship. Not his wife and the three kids. Yeah,
no.
Come on now. What? He's in law enforcement. They often sneak off to be together.
Give it respectful.
Yeah,
I mean, sneak off.
Yeah, and she likes a man in a uniform.
Yeah.
You know, she said it makes it more fun that way.
More
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, and his wife, you know, hey, she's always busy with the kids.
Why are we even discussing her?
Yeah, she. Well, at this point, you know what I'm saying? So
the nerve.
She's
right.
Him about her.
Yeah, she's always.
She didn't write the letter.
Yeah, she didn't. She's always off with the kids. So they did it in the house. They've had sex in the house.
They've had his house, too.
In their cars. Oh, yeah. She just had it. They just had it in his hat.
In his hat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, see, that wasn't clear in the letter. Thank you, Jay.
Cleared it up.
They've had it in her car, at his friend's house, hotels, and, of course, in her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, for his anniversary, Tommy loved this. I heard him, you know, when I read it the first time. She gave him a threesome with another woman when they made 1 year anniversary.
That's a gift that you give, right?
Come on now.
That says
come
you.
Come on now.
Jay, shut up.
You don't want nothing else.
And then everything was going great. I mean, this
who
was
the
a
hell
relationship.
Want a cake?
Yes. Everything was going great until recently. He told me that his wife caught him cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But was
mm-hmm.
it with her, the writer of said letter, mm-hmm. this one? No, it was with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not
happens.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they had to lay low for a while.
Yeah, of course. Be respectful.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now you want to be respectful.
Had not she not got in the game, the mm-hmm. wife, mm-hmm. everything was working good.
Oh, okay. So eventually he won his wife's trust back. He was mad about, she was mad about him cheating on her with another woman. But, hey, she forgave him. Come on. Yeah. He's a great guy, you know. He told me that his wife forgave him, too. But truly, I don't care about his wife, she says. I'm okay. This is Tommy's favorite line in the entire letter right here. I'm okay with being the side chick.
Yes.
Yes. Can I talk now?
Yes, go ahead.
Ladies, don't frown at this.
What?
Learn from this.
Oh, we're side-eyeing, we're frowning, we're doing
I'm
all
I'm just saying, learn from this, because guess what? It's going to happen. Okay, it's gonna happen. I love this lady. This is my hero right here. Girl, let me tell you something. I want to meet you so bad. I want to get you your own TV show. I do American Side Piece. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean? Like a,
like reality a reality show. You know, not American Idol, American Side Piece.
I hate you.
I could just see me and her together. We're going to be, look, I'm going to have you at Barnes & Noble for your book signing. All of this is going to jump off, girl. I promise. With Simon Schuster, they going to sign us. Trust me.
And what's the name of the book?
Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Side Piece.
Oh, okay.
You
in the Steve Harvey franchise.
Yes. Yes. Let me tell you something. All you wipers out there, if you want to beat number two at her own game, then you got to give him that type of anniversary gift. That's how you anniversarize
somebody.
Have you
lost somebody. Your mind, your
Stop
entire
trying
mind?
To compete with the side piece, wives. Stop it. Stop it.
But give him that kind of
Don't.
Anniversary.
I hate both of
suck.
Them. Why
you
are
guys
they talking,
suck.
Shirley?
Yeah, yeah, you
both.
Guys suck, for real.
There it is right there.
Uh-huh.
See, this is when you walk in the room, and anniversary is playing.
For the side piece?
And the side piece is there, along with whoever else she invited. Now that's our anniversary.
Want socks. Huh? That's a gift right there.
Yes.
What'd you say?
That's how you walk
what?
In the room.
They want socks.
Everybody naked.
And a tie. And cologne when everybody
it's
naked.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. That's what it is. I
when
love
you stand
you
there, you go,
my...
for me?
Yes. All of this.
When you
for
walk
me,
in the room, you go, for is that for me?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
my God.
You deserve a break. Yeah, I love you so much.
I wanted one of these all my life.
Yes. Yes. And this is what I want next anniversary. And the one after that. And the one after that.
Yes.
Please.
So you,
please
this is your favorite letter ever, right, nephew? Yeah.
Ever. Let him cheat in peace.
Let him cheat in peace. Wives, stop competing with the side piece.
You ain't gonna win. Stop.
You're not gonna
stop
win.
Stop it. Stop.
You do what
okay,
you
I'll
do.
See you in court.
Let her do. Why is court? So, wait.
Yeah.
Why do you gotta get ugly with it?
It's called half. That's what it's called.
What?
Of everything.
Oh, you gotta go there with that.
Yes. Yo, you wanna play? Let's play.
Y'all don't know how to have fun.
Nah. Not like that.
We're trying to write a book here. Hello.
Write your little book, and I'm going to get half of that, too.
Oh, yes. I'll even help you.
Yeah, write your little book.
All right, I'm done.
All right.
But I love, hey, listen, if it real quick, Shirley, if it doesn't work out with you, baby, and you don't feel like waiting on him, there's too many people that would love to have you in their life, all right?
Because this is a side piece that don't get in the way. I like that, yeah.
Yeah,
she's not a bothersome side piece at all.
Yeah, her only problem in the letter
is the wife.
Is the fact that he has a wife.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a minor problem, she said. Yeah.
It's all minor. Shirley, let me get one. Tommy's Tips 2003@yahoo.com, baby. Hit your boy. TOMMYSTIPS 2003@yahoo.com. If this don't work out, I'll let your boy. That's all I'm saying. You can't let nothing like this get away. I'm just telling you. This is a jewel.
Classes. She needs to be an instructor.
What? This because she's dropping knowledge and wisdom.
She's dropping knowledge.
She's not smart, Jay.
She's very smart.
Oh, yes, she is.
Instruct what?
She gave a threesome.
Oh, she's smart, Shirley.
Wait, excuse me. Wait, what, Jay?
A threesome.
Take that M and run with it.
Oh, he did that.
Even if you're old, I'm going to do the best I can with two of y'all. Everybody might not be happy, but I'm going to try.
And what's the name of it again? A what?
A two-threesome.
A mess.
All right, surprise your man today.
And the mess continues. It continues. It's a very messy, ignorant show. Weekend confessions coming up with the nephew. 877-29-STEVE is the number to call if you have something to confess. Because what, nephew?
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. And if you're the lady that wrote this letter, please call us.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, thank you, nephew. Don't forget, it is your time to shine once again, nephew, because this is your segment, Weekend Confessions.
Yeah.
If you have a confession and you want to tell the nephew about it, call us right now at 877-29-STEVE, because what, neph?
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. That's all. Call the nephew. The booth is open.
Foolishness.
The booth is open. Call
it
on
never
in here.
Don't use
your
show.
Yeah, don't use your real name. Come on up with something different and
use
just
initials.
Come on here.
We don't care. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I like Cadillac Margarita.
Yeah. See, that works, don't it? Mm-hmm. Roller Coaster Johnson. You know what I'm saying?
Just anything.
Yeah, anything. Uh-huh. Anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Cognac Williams. Cognac Williams.
Or a Bishop Cognac.
Yeah, or Bishop Cognac.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right, Floyd Mayweather says he isn't bothered by Conor McGregor calling him boy. Remember when he did that last week?
Ooh,
Conor told Floyd,
yes.
Dance for me, boy. Calling Floyd boy definitely made a lot of people mad. I mean, a lot of people were upset about that. Yeah, we were all like, he's going to take that? But the one person who was unbothered by it all was Floyd. The way Floyd sees it, Conor is just, quote, giving the fans what they want to see. That's what Floyd said. A lot of people say Conor McGregor is racist, but I don't worry about that. Racism still exists. Take a listen.
Racism still exists, but you know, I try to take something negative and turn it into something positive. You know, we all know there's only two type of boys, a white boy and a cowboy, and I'm not neither. I'm just joking. you know, but like I said before, I'm not upset at all. You know, Conor McGregor is a tough competitor. I'm a tough competitor. And it's about giving the fans what they want to see.
And it's about getting that check.
It's about making that money.
$100 million or something, right?
$100 million.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, who's getting $100 million? Conor?
Yeah, Conor.
Conor,
$100 million.
Okay. Yeah.
Floyd, what is Floyd getting?
Like three, right?
Like $300 million?
It's something. It's like an astronomical number.
It's like
outrageous.
Stupid money, huh?
Yeah, it's like, I ain't gonna lie, like y'all. I would never see
it's
or
like
speak
when somebody
to
makes
again
that statement,
if
don't
I
nobody
that
need that much money.
But $100 million, though, I I would Florida ass 100 million. I ain't lying to you.
Yeah.
I get my butt whooped.
Yeah, 400 million.
Yeah, I get my butt whooped. Okay, the fight will be August 26th. According to Odd Shark, McGregor is a 7-2 underdog against Mayweather.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. All my money's on Floyd.
Money?
I checked on trying to get two tickets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are two tickets going for?
Well, Tommy, the $100 million is not going to make itself, okay?
Yeah. People are shocked by the ticket price.
Yeah.
Jada nosebleed was about $2,500, $3,000 per ticket.
Yeah, Floyd got to get his $300 million. What do you think it's going to
cost? These are the same people that make that statement. That it shouldn't cost that much.
Right. Whatever.
It don't take all that.
And the crazy part about it, this economy, people are going to buy those tickets.
That's going to be pay-per-view, too?
Yeah.
Definitely pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to have to do pay-per-view.
Right?
That's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, that's where the money's coming in, too.
I'm having a fight party, right?
All right, you ready, nephew? Time to go to the phones.
Let's go.
All right, let's get it started with Weekend Confessions. Let's go to line one and talk to Benita from Mobile, Alabama.
Benita.
Hey,
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed, and you?
I'm good, baby. What's your confession?
Okay, my confession is I want to tell you about something that
Your phone is bad, baby girl.
That's her confession.
That's your confession, yeah.
It's getting a little better.
Go ahead.
We're going to do something like that, right?
No.
It's bad.
My husband walked out on me and I was
I can't hear you, baby.
He walked out on her and her three kids. I heard that part.
Her husband did?
Does that sound like what she said, right?
Oh, okay. She got
the guy in the letter?
Yeah.
Just a guy.
I want to hear how she got him
her
back.
Phone's
okay.
Bad.
Sorry, Benita.
Call us back, Benita.
I guess he took the phone too.
Yeah.
But the good one.
Line two, Lawrence.
And I'm taking the good phone.
Let's go to Lawrence from Florida. Line two.
All right, Lawrence.
Hey, it's brother man, Lawrence. Tommy, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing this morning?
Man, Tommy, man. Man, my confession got me stressed out, Tommy. Listen. My job, the job that I had, I lost my job. But it was a big part of my cash flow, a big part of my lifestyle. It helped me secure the bag. My girlfriend really enjoyed it. And I recently proposed to her a couple of days ago. This is my fiance now. So we locked in. You know, we made plans. We talking about houses and credit scores. It's looking good. You know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm at a really good place. I try to cap it off with a World Star video. You know, at the job, I get into an issue with a staff member. You know, he said some things I didn't like. You know, I'm feeling myself. I'm in a good place. I think I'm going to cap it off with a World Star video. That's not how it works out.
You made a World Star video at work?
I attempted to. You know, I attempted to start a fight. You know, I instigated it. You know, I got a little loud. I got a little rowdy. And
early, Lauren.
Did you win?
This was this past Thursday. And okay,
Lawrence, you gotta hold on for me, Lawrence. We finna go to break, but you stay right there and then have the story straight when I get back.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You ain't working, so just hold on.
We're coming back.
I didn't either. That's why we gotta have him hold on.
Oh, okay. He was feeling good. He wanted to make a World Star video. He thought he could make World Star. We'll be back with more Weekend Confessions.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's get back to these Weekend Confessions. If you have one to confess to the nephew, 877-29-STEVE is the number. And I think before we left, we were talking to Lawrence, but right before we get to Lawrence, nephew, Jay had a confession.
Well, what you got, Jay?
I have to confess. Tommy, you saw the George Wallace's Mama's movie. You saw it this weekend?
I saw Planet of the Apes.
Same thing. Anyway.
Jay, stop.
What?
We love George.
What?
What is your confession?
I have to confess. I don't even know this little character's name. Uh-huh. But in the movie, there's a character in there.
Which one?
There's a character in there that has on a jacket and a hat.
funny.
No. And when he comes on the screen, I swear to God, he looks like somebody you know. And you once you see him, you can no longer concentrate on the damn movie because you're sitting there looking at him. Am I lying, Tommy?
He's not lying. He's not lying. He steals it. He steals it.
I know this guy.
You know him. Yeah, we got to go. We'll see it in Paris.
I think I went to school with him.
We'll go see it in Paris.
Okay. So I went to school with
him. So I'm definitely going to see it again. Probably three, four times.
Number one.
So that's my confession.
All right. All right. Thanks, Jay. All right. Let's get back to line two, Kat, and talk to Lawrence. Finish talking to Lawrence from Florida.
All right, Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence. What name, Lawrence? I'm here, man.
Okay, Lawrence. So let's make it fast. You did something at work. Let's jump to it.
Yeah, I did something at work, and I'm gonna get right to it. What I did led to me getting fired. So the timeline is Thursday, I'm engaged. Friday, I'm fired. So we over here on Monday, and my fiance, she has no clue. I'm unemployed right now. I'm looking at some applications, trying to figure out how I can fight Mayweather. See if I can get the cash flow back up. But he hard to get a hold of.
Let me ask you this. Are you up getting dressed like you going to work today?
You think? Go ahead. Am I talking over you?
No, I'm asking you a question. Are you up getting dressed like you going to work today?
Yeah, I did all that. You know, I dropped her off at her own job. She think I'm about to go do the same thing. I'm on my way back home. I'm figuring out what cereal I'm going to eat to go fill out these applications.
So let's go. Okay, so make Lawrence it fast. What happened at work?
Why you lost your job?
So we have a staff member, and you know, I always keep it quiet at work, you know, do my own thing. We have a staff member that they not a brother. They think they a brother. They slipped the N-word out the other day, and it was like a straw that broke the camel's back, kind of. So, you know, I try to make a thing out of it. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody have my back. Ain't nobody actually do the world star in the background. You know, so I'm just looking like I'm just out here trying to fight somebody in the middle of the job.
Can I ask a question?
The senior manager, he ain't even hear the N-word. So they playing around like it never happened. And I get caught up over the altercation.
I have a question,
sir.
Makes more sense. I have a question.
Anthony got a question for you.
The question is, you got fired, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you win the fight?
The fight never happened. Had it happened, I would have won. That's why I'm looking into the
Mayweather. Oh, you didn't even fight?
Why you get fired and still didn't have the fight?
Yeah, Lawrence,
you got to have the fight.
It's not making sense.
It's pretty bad. It's an L, man. Man, brother man Lawrence took the L, man.
You took the L?
You didn't even fight.
At least, if you're going to get fired, at least hand him that butt whipping on the way out the door.
He tried to start the fight and get it going, but the other guy didn't take the bait. Is that right, Lawrence?
That's right. He didn't take the bait. He didn't take it correctly. You know, had he taken it
after
correctly,
he threw the word out, that was enough.
You know, it would have been a different scenario. You know,
so he called you an N-word and you got fired.
This is an outrage. Are we marching on this, Tommy?
No, hell no.
You're a different kind of N-word.
You didn't even fight.
Bye, Lawrence. I hope you get a job, though, brother.
Yeah,
I hope you get high.
We need to, yeah. Put it out there. What do you do? What do you do, Lawrence?
Goodbye.
Lawrence. What kind of work you do?
It's I work for we got an app out. It's a remote for your desktop. You use your cell phone as a remote for your desktop computer.
Okay.
That's what you use.
What do
they
do that? That's IT
that
work. What is
Jay,
that?
Jay, be quiet. Yeah, it's in the tech field for sure. So how do people get in touch with you, Lawrence,
right
if they want to hire
like
you?
Hashtag looking for work.
He don't want to talk about it because his wife probably is soon to be fiance. Listen.
Okay.
All right, Lawrence.
Well, I hope he gets a job.
He's not going to.
Because he's getting ready to get married.
He's not going to get married either. Once he finds out
all
he's
that's over, huh? That's over,
She'll say, N-word, you lost your job.
Yeah, he needs to tell her because he seems like he's trying to go through with everything. Yeah. Oh, God, this is crazy. All right, let's go to line four, nephew. Talk to Mike out of Philly.
All right, Philly, I'm headed that way. What's up, Mike?
What's going on?
All good, man. Talk to me. What's your confession this morning?
Let me ask you something, man. How long am I supposed to wait? I know Uncle Steve got this book out to say, you know, women supposed to wait their 90 days. I've been waiting almost 6 months. So let me tell you what happened. I really like this girl. This girl, really nice, beautiful woman, got a nice job and everything, works for the post office. So she half crazy anyway. Anyway, her sister and her girlfriend, they came over to my house last night, and we had a nice little time. We had some drinks, did some things we shouldn't have done. I mean, not no threesome or foursome or nothing like that, but, you know, had a nice little time, had a nice little get-together. Mm-hmm. Now, her name is Penelope. Well, that's the name I'm going to give her because I don't want to put her out there like that. Penelope is the one that I want. So I've been waiting on this girl for 6 months. No sex, no nothing. Barely want to touch, barely want to kiss. Now, her cousin, Andrea, who's all over me, you know, telling me that Penelope's this, Penelope's that. But I still like the girl, though, because she's a nice woman. She one of the best women as far as her attitude, as far as the way she dressed, as far as her job, everything. Good girl. So I don't mind. Like Steve said, I listen to y'all show all the time. He said one time, a good dude is going to wait for a good woman. He's going to have the patience to deal with it. And that's what I did.
But all right, we got to speed it up, Mike. We're running out of time.
All right, but
he knows how to wait.
Her cousin came to the crib, knocked on my door last night. So we got short. We wound up having sex. So now Penelope come to my house this morning.
And all right, Mike, you got to hold on. You and Penelope got to hold on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, weekend confessions. Welcome back. It is crazy. This story was
bananas.
Long. Yeah, but we have to recap. Let's get Mike back on the line, Kat. Mike out of Philly on line 4.
Mike.
Weekend confessions.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mike, let's recap real quick. Penelope, you've been kicking. Penelope stopped by the house the other night. You got one young lady. You've been with her 6 months. Nothing has happened. Let's move it. Let's move it real fast.
All right, well, like I said, Penelope, Andrea, and Kim, they all friends. Well, Penelope and Andrea, they cousins. They came to the house last night, and we got a little tipsy. We partaked in some, you know, herbal supplements, you know what I mean? We did our thing, and we sitting there chilling. Now, Penelope's so prissy that she ain't down. Well, I'm just going to say she ain't down with the weed. So she left. But Andrea and Kim stayed. So me and Andrea, Kim got all messed up. She passed out, and me and Andrea wind up doing things.
Yeah.
Now, the whole time, though, her cousin Andrea telling me, you know, Penelope's this and she's that, and she's not really into it like this and into it like that. But surprise, surprise, Penelope comes to my house this morning, just before I'm ready to leave out the door. I leave at 5 o'clock in the morning. She come in my house this morning, ready to do the thing.
This is now Penelope.
But Andrea is still in the house.
But is Penelope the 6 month girl?
Yeah.
Penelope is the one I've been waiting for 6 months.
And Andrea at the house still asleep.
Andrea's still at the house right now. I'm at work.
Okay, so did you let Penelope in this morning?
I couldn't. I had to scoot her back out the door, you know what I mean? Because she came in aggressive, like she's just ready to give it up now.
That's God.
Okay.
God sent it to you. 5 o'clock. And what'd you do? Go to work.
You turned it away. Okay, so what you going to do now? Because Penelope really now. Penelope
yeah,
really
that's
now.
The problem. But if she find out that, oh, my God, I don't know. I guess I'm just about to lose a good girl for no reason.
Well, you got to hurry up before Andrea say something. Andrea got to go. She need to get to stepping now. She had a good evening. She got to go.
Yeah. And God sent it.
You ain't in love with Andrea. Andrea got to go.
Not at all.
Leave the Lord out of this.
Okay. So now, tell Andrea what happened is just between y'all. We ain't going to talk about it no more. Like and then tell Penelope what time you get home tonight and go on handling your business.
Yeah,
we good?
Wake her up and put her out.
I'm at work already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, man, you're in a good situation, Mike. I don't know. You ain't really, you know, you're in a good situation.
Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
The way to make this other girl come around is to find out you banging one of her friends. Oh, my God.
goodness.
Okay. Turn his mic off because he's crazy.
Hang in there, Mike. You can work through this, boy. But Andrea got to get out that house immediately.
She's got to go.
All right. So, Tommy, Benita called back. Remember, we still don't have
okay,
time.
Come on. Hurry up, Benita.
Maybe she could do it. All right. Line one, Kat. Benita from Mobile.
Benita.
She had a bad phone the first time she called.
All right, baby, you got to go real fast. You got hurry, like 20-some seconds.
Okay. The reason I'm calling is because I'm in
Texas. You still got this raggedy phone.
He did.
Don't call me back on the same phone. Call me from a landline. Benita, I see why you're going through what you're going through. Hell, don't nobody know what you're saying.
He can't communicate with you. No wonder
can't talk. Text me what you're going through, Benita. That's all I can say. Text it to me.
Can't communicate with you.
Oh, man, Benita.
I wanted to hear her story.
I knew that was going to be good. All right, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, man, this crazy show.
It was
all right,
crazy
yes,
today, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. Weekend
ain't it
confessions.
Still crazy.
We're in the middle. We still have calls.
It's still not
Tommy.
Over, right?
They're still coming.
I really want to hear Benita. I hate we can't.
She got a bad phone, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody probably says
tell
that to her.
Send us a strawberry letter. Maybe we
really,
we can.
Yeah. We really want to hear you, Benita.
Some kind of way.
We can't help right. you, baby. Yes.
Okay, let's go to line six. Here's a name you can't pronounce, but we want to hear his confession. Willie from Augusta.
Willie.
See, he can't
Willie.
Say it, Jay.
Willie, what's up, baby?
He can't say those
what's
W's.
Going on, morning crew?
Hey,
good,
Willie.
Man. What's your confession?
Well, I got a confession, but I got a story to tell. Well, ain't no story. I'm going to keep it short and simple.
Come on.
I had a friend over the weekend. We did our thing. And she done went and told her baby daddy and whole family about us.
Oh, dude.
No, not baby daddy.
Baby daddy.
Baby daddy.
Okay. Now, is her and baby daddy together?
I don't think so, but I know not now they ain't.
Okay. So she told baby daddy and the whole family. You must have really put it down, dog. She done went and spread the word like this.
Hey, I had to do my thing.
Okay. So you gonna see her again?
I just want you to know, baby daddy has never lost a fight. I just want you to know that.
Willie, you gonna see her again?
It's Willie, Tommy.
I want to, but my thing is, I got an old lady.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. So,
yeah, I got you.
And your old lady, she live in the same city y'all live in.
Yeah, we all live in the same city.
Okay. Now, do your old lady know her?
No, they don't know each other at all.
Okay. Do they? And they pass probably don't never cross, right?
No, they don't never cross paths. They don't never cross paths.
So why you can't have both of them then, Willie?
That's why you can't make it work.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why I just can't have everything?
That's why I got to write this book. I got to write this book so people know how to get through this kind of stuff.
Why can't you have both of them? What's the problem? What you want us to do?
Why can't he just have everything?
Why can't he just have everything?
Yeah. Willie, all you got to do is take it slow. You can make it all happen. What you got to do is, old girl over there got to be quiet. She's running a mile too much.
Mm-hmm. That's the first thing you got to do.
I told her, don't tell nobody. She would have told everybody.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, Willie.
All right, Willie.
But I guess I'm just that good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't brag on yourself too much, Willie, because what I'm trying to tell you, you got to be good and quiet at the same time.
Nope.
I'm quiet.
If it's good, you can't keep your mouth shut.
She's too loud.
Exactly. Mm-mm. So you're going to have to find a way to keep her mouth shut, or you got to keep it moving, find you somebody else.
I think I'm going to find me somebody else already.
There it
why
is,
would you
already.
Get rid of a sure thing. What is wrong with you, man? Damn, what?
He's scared.
Thank you, Willie. I love it.
Say his name again, Tommy.
Willie.
Let's go to line. Yeah. All right.
Willie,
okay.
Willie.
Yeah,
Willie
we had a couple more. We did have a couple more. Oh, well, man, we can't get to them all. Everyone
I can't get
wants
no
to
more.
Confess.
Can I get one when we come back, Shirley? Can I get one?
Yeah. We'll do that.
Okay. Uncle Steve ain't here. I'm running things. We're going to take another one when I come back.
All right. We'll do that. Take another one.
Cool.
Oh, man. Okay. Game of Thrones last night and Power. It was so good. All right. we'll be back to take one more phone call with Weekend Confessions when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Our friend Ed Gordon is doing something very special. We'll tell you about that. Yeah, we'll tell you about that in just a few minutes. But we have to go back to the phones for Weekend Confessions. Let's go to line three and talk to Melvin out of Indiana.
Melvin.
Tommy, my man.
My man, what's going on with you, brother?
Man, me and my wife, we've been married for 13 years, and we just needed a little spice. And I took one of your ideas, and we took one of those late-night drives, man, naked.
There you go, boy. You did the naked stroll. You did it.
Man, it was about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, man. I ran it past her. She was cool with it. And we did it, man.
Wasn't it fun?
Man, by the time we got back home, I was like an electric jackhammer, man.
That's what I'm talking about, boy. See that, Shirley? You see, Shirley? My inventions work, Shirley.
This is terrible. People are following your advice. Well, at least they didn't get stopped by the police, thank God, or anything, you know, the flat tire or anything. So,
how far did you go, Melvin? How far did y'all drive?
We didn't go that far. We just did like a little 20-minute, you know, 25-minute ride and came back.
That's a good ride, though.
But those naked butts on the seat, though.
The value of that car has gone down.
I don't appreciate it.
Hey, Jay, ain't nothing wrong with a nice butt-naked cruise. It's nice cruise,
baby. I mean,
the
cruise is nice. I'm just saying, when you try to sell that car.
Hey, Melvin, tell everybody what they missing out on, man, by not doing the butt-naked cruise. Tell them, man, when you just cruising in your car with your lady, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, tell them how it feel, man.
Man, it feels great. We had the windows down, so that air was just hitting everywhere, and it was just free. It's like you actually flying, man.
There you go. There you go. Somebody, I got to write my book, man. Yes, thank you so much, Melvin. I appreciate it. Let me tell you something. Once a month, you and wifey jump in there and just get your butt naked cruise on, man. Just get in there and y'all just roll. Really, just round the block, man, a couple of times and keep doing it. I promise you, it keeps that spice going. Thank you, sir.
What's your book going to be called, Tommy?
I ain't thought about it. I got to be creative with that. It's going to take a minute, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, I just thought you had one. All right, here we go.
How about stank seats?
Yeah. All right, listen up, Steve Harvey Nation. I hate to follow this with that, but our family member and journalist extraordinaire, Ed Gordon, we love him. He hosts a star-packed Celebrity World Special. It features interviews with the biggest African-Americans in movies, TV, and comedy. It's going down tonight, Monday, July 17th, 10 p.m. Eastern on Bounce TV. It's a star-studded Ed Gordon special featuring From Power, Ghost himself, Omari Hardwick.
There you go.
Queen Latifah, Michael Strahan, Jada Pinkett Smith, Cedric the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, and more. It's a star-studded Celebrity World Special. It premieres tonight, Monday, July 17th at 10 p.m. Eastern on Bounce TV. Congratulations to the one and only Ed Gordon. Yes, we love him.
Do your thing, man.
Doing his thing, right?
Yeah, that's a cool brother right there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Real cool cat.
When is Ghost going to get out of jail? That would be my first question to Omari Hardwick.
I'm not going
to
tell you that.
When?
Ain't nobody going to tell you all that information.
I know. Yeah, we have to watch that for sure.
Yeah, support Eddie. I'll catch up today.
Eddie G.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to watch Power.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen it?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
It's good.
It's good.
Did the white guy?
I'm ready to get out of jail, though. We've been in there too long.
Did Tommy do it again?
Tommy is spectacular.
Again?
Yeah.
Him and Lala did it again.
Did it again?
Yeah. Extraordinary. Yeah.
Every chance
Lala gets. She might get pregnant.
Yeah, they weren't protected. It's a chance of that.
It's a lot going on. Yeah. You got to catch up, man. You know,
I'm
going to
catch up today.
Yeah.
Tommy's still being notorious, too, Doc. He ain't letting up.
Mm-mm. Woo!
Did they kill a lot of killing?
what he did last
somebody
night.
Somebody died last night. Somebody died.
I love it. Was a nice kill count last night.
Somebody important died last night, too. And the way it was the way it happened.
Good.
Oh, it was the way it happened. Yeah. And Tyreek Ghost Son is so out of control. He's so out of control. Oh, my God.
I know y'all don't, but I like that little boy, man.
I love him.
He's getting his gangster on.
Yeah, he's a great little actor. Yeah. He really, really is. He's a great young actor. I appreciate him very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really, really is.
He need his butt whooped, though.
Oh, well, in real life.
Hurry up and get out of jail, because that boy's going to be gangster.
Yeah, he's so out of control.
He's going to be running by the time
he's
going to
be running stuff.
Yeah, because Kanan, 50 Cent's character, that's his goal. His goal in life, mm-hmm. to turn this guy, this young guy, into just a thug, man.
And he put all the trust in him, too, man.
Yeah. Ooh. And Angela got into Tasha's head a little bit last night.
Really?
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just tell Jay everything?
I don't care, but Jay, you can't ruin it for me. I mean, it doesn't. I'm not one of those. Okay. La 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 la. I'm not listening to you. I'm so that person.
You are. I'm so that person, Jay. Don't tell me anything. I just want to see it. Yeah. Was it good? Okay, good. Yeah. That's all I need.
You better hurry up and get to these Planet of the Apes, too, sir.
Yes, see George's mama.
Stop saying that, Jay.
Man, you and your friends play hard, man.
Don't they though? I mean, in
y'all
the
play
paint.
Hard.
No. This is her best work. I'm thinking Oscar.
You know that character can get an Oscar. You do know that.
She can. Yeah, yeah. If not an Oscar, a bag of Chiquitas.
Bananas. Oh, Jay. You're still new, you know. All right. Thank you, guys. We love you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.